Amy Klobuchar's campaign reports $11.4 million raised in fourth quarter. By Hannah Blow on January 3, 2020. Senator Amy Klobuchar, DMN, on Friday released her fourth quarter fundraising numbers, reporting $11.4 million raised in the final quarter of the year, her biggest haul yet. The presidential hopeful reported $11.4 million in contributions in the final quarter of 2019, up from $4.8 million raised in the third quarter. Her campaign manager, Justin Bouin, attributed the spike to the presidential hopeful's standout performances on the debate stage in October, November, and December. Senator Klobuchar's standout performances on the debate stage in October, November, and December resonated with voters and caucusgoers across the country, Bouin wrote in a memo, according to Politico. As a result, we have been able to double our staff in Iowa and New Hampshire and make critical investments in Nevada and South Carolina as well as prepare for Super Tuesday, Bouin added. I'm incredibly grateful to all our grassroots supporters who helped us raise $11.4 million this quarter, twice as much as we have ever raised in a single quarter before, and we just hit double digits in a national poll. Klobuchar excitedly announced on Twitter on Friday. While it is a significant boost for Klobuchar, it pales in comparison to the contributions seen by her top competitors. Senator Bernie Sanders, IVT, reported a massive $34.5 million in the final quarter of the year, over $13 million more than Senator Elizabeth Warren, DMA, who reported $21.2 million. Former Vice President Joe Biden, D, and former Mayor Pete Buttigieg, D, both raised more than Warren, with $22.7 million and $24.7 million, respectively. Andrew Yang, D, also reported more than Klobuchar, with $16.5 million in contributions. Klobuchar is currently in seventh place with 3.3% support nationally, according to Friday's Real Clear Politics average.